FM 90.3 WJTL, Matt Redman, The Same Jesus, Brandon Heath. Before that, also Honor and Glory. Good morning. Annie and Fred with you at 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. When wintry weather arrives, tune to WJTL for the latest forecast details. We'll have the WJTL Storm Crew page staying updated with the latest delays and cancellations. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from tonight until tomorrow, so check out the Storm Crew banner just in case at WJTL.com.
This morning, our special guest, Real Life Community Services Executive Director Rod Redkay. Good morning,
Good
Rod.
Morning.
Good morning, Fred, Annie. How are you guys?
Doing
good,
great. I'm trying to think how long we've known each other.
Oh, let's not go there, Fred.
A long, long time.
Let's not.
I feel like you were a teenager then.
I was, and you weren't much older.
No, it's crazy. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Oh, my word. Of course, shout out to my lovely wife, Sunny. She's been incredibly serving with me for 27, almost 28 years.
Bless
and
her.
We have two beautiful daughters that are grown up, and my oldest daughter, Ashley, just got engaged.
Congrats.
Awesome. I know. Shout out to her. And Robin is at Penn State Berks, and she's studying engineering. She's smart.
Wow. Yeah.
And all my staff and team at Real Life Community Services and all my constituents at Denver Borough. I could go on.
Well, for those who don't know, tell us all about Real Life.
Real Life Community Services is an organization I founded over 10 years ago.
Crazy.
And we are serving our community and connecting our community to hope. And that's our mission. We do full services, social services, community services. We have a full-time social worker, Chris Hibbert, who meets with families and individuals to get them resources, to get them back on their feet and thrive. We have a food distribution center, 2,000 square foot food that we're able to get to families, individuals who are desperately in need. We have youth programs. We have senior programs now, Fred. We have transitional housing for moms coming out of homelessness.
Amazing.
But our flagship is the Declaration House that we raised $3.5 million over 2 years ago to build. And it's just been incredible. Has 10 affordable housing units for families and individuals coming out of homelessness. And we have our offices in there, Union Community Care doing their dental care, as well as a grocery store in there. It's just been incredible.
Amazing to see you got at work there.
And then we just last year bought the building next to it, the Royer House, which adds three more apartments. And then we're raising money to build two more studio apartments in that building. So we are doing a whole gamut of services for our community because we're in rural Pennsylvania. There's just not any services out there. So we got to be that connection, that hub of services to our community.
That's great. If folks want to get more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. www.reallcs.org. And it's just been great just to connect our community to hope and so many people. We have 100 volunteers working with us, Fred, to really do what we need to do to help our community.
If folks want to volunteer, they could sign up online.
Yeah, go online, go on our website, and they can go fill out the information there and get all the background checks uploaded and stuff like that. It's great.
Another way they could find out more information and to support you is to come up to your upcoming banquet.
Yes, we have a banquet coming up at Shady Maple March 24th, and we have keynote speaker Ann Byler from Annie Ann's Pretzels coming, sharing
awesome.
Her story.
Yeah, that's great.
She's local, and it's just great to hear. We'll go talk more about that later. But
very cool.
Great.
Yep, check it out online. reallcs.org online. We'll talk more with Rod. Find out more details on the banquet, so stick around. Chris Tomlin is next.